Okay.
Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with one of my favorite colleagues, Johanna Alper, Alper, and we're here on my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic, Johanna, what are you into lately, and how can people connect with you?
So, I've been an acupuncturist for decades and now apply these energetic wellness principles to holistic business. And I help holistic practitioners, coaches, highly sensitive, heart-centered entrepreneurs to be able to thrive in themselves and in their projects and businesses using these principles.
And where can people find you?
My website is johannaalper.com, Johannaalp as in Peter, .com. I'm in Boulder, Colorado, still practicing acupuncture after over 40 years and teaching. And so I also do treatments for people. And I feel our health and wellness and our businesses are very interconnected.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. And you can find me at my site, BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com. And as Johanna knows, I love to coach women entrepreneurs to integrate better business skills and also to enhance their confidence. And I do this with my body knowledge system and my experience owning, creating, and managing several profitable businesses. Now, we were talking earlier in the week about, now, correct me if I heard you right, is how can money be our friend?
Well, that is definitely part of the whole conversation, I have to say. Definitely, we want money to be our friend. And we want the whole benevolence and friendliness of the universe to be our friend. Then we thrive and our work thrives. But if we have struggles with anything, it enhances negativity. That doesn't mean we don't have challenges because it can't be just fantasy, but money can be a tremendous ally, and it's especially important for us as highly sensitive healers and also as women entrepreneurs
Well,
because we've got this.
let me jump in here. What's coming to mind is I'm a very practical person, and I don't just like talking about something. And so I want to ask you, where would you start if a client came to you and was a little estranged from money? We don't know why, it doesn't matter why, but where would you start with her?
Well, I personally have been certified to do two types of work with clients around the area of money. One is called Sacred Money Archetypes, and the other, the Money Breakthrough Method, because all of us have gotten some pretty negative views about money and how to make it align. We need to
Okay,
make it
let
a
me pause you again. What
Okay.
would be one negative viewpoint? Because I only have positive. I
Oh, good.
love money. I love, love money. I've even named her. Her name is Susan. I love her.
Thank you.
We're both nice to each other. We nurture each other. But if a client, what would be something negative about money?
Okay, a lot, I found that a lot of healers and heart-centered people feel that money isn't sacred. And we have to get to the root of that. It sounds like you have fully accomplished this area.
No, only because my money friend Susan, she helps provide food on my table, a roof over my head. She makes my husband happy. So again, what would be a negative thought? I really want to know this.
Well, sadly, that money isn't sacred. And as a healer, I've been asked, well, why are you charging money? Because you do incredible work. I can't pay you, but that you do incredible work in the world. And I'm your, well, in one case, he said, I'm your brother. Well, not my blood brother, but I'm your brother. You need to put this in the world, you know, if you're a spiritual person.
So what was your response? Because I always have trouble with someone saying where they don't value money, they don't value your expertise, and well, they give you an excuse. I don't understand that. Can you help me with that?
Well, I think fundamentally it's about this, in this, well, like a recent case, this happened just like a month ago. Fundamentally, it's about he did not valuing himself and projecting it on me. But as healer, so we have to look at that. But I also see very many really great healers who do have trouble with money. And honestly, I have in myself. I've had idealistic views. So I've had to work with a lot of my, honestly, I've had to work with shadow. And money is very important. It's completely practical. It's, otherwise we have a hobby or we have a charity. We don't have a business.
Which is okay.
Yeah, but that's not okay for a business.
The B word. No. So I only get frustrated when a person who I know would really benefit from my expertise. You said that person didn't show value in themselves. So that's where we would start with them. How would you start with them to have value for themselves?
Right. Well, in this case, this was a person who wanted acupuncture from me. And I'm, you know, probably.
But just from your intuitiveness, your experience, your knowledge, how would you start with him?
Well, I actually, this guy needed coaching. He didn't need acupuncture.
Well, with your experience, you're a great coach. I'm sorry, just the way you speak with me, you are a great coach. So I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'm just curious, where would you start with him?
Well, in his case, I actually wanted him to just go get a job at a grocery store and stop living out of his car and get himself together, and then he could come see me.
Now that's a great...
He didn't have to pay my highest rate, but he had to pay me.
But that's a great point, because what would he achieve? What would he start feeling if he had some responsibility?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you should tell a lot of my parent friends that for their children.
Yeah. Right, actually. But I work with money in coaching with a lot, because I work with a lot of healers. People do have a lot of shadow. I don't know how much you even look at past lives or even believe any of that. But in past lives, the shamans would trade something in the village, or people would work in monasteries or nunneries as healers. And the idea was not to mix healing and profit with money. I mean, not to mix profit with healing. And that's a very old message a lot of healers are working with. And frankly, I've had to, even though I've done really well in my acupuncture business, I did have some old money blocks as I moved more into coaching and found them with my clients. And it's been something that's been ultimately liberating for me to go to bigger levels.
I think people have to experience it. Like if I go to you and you give me a treatment, I'm going to feel so good.
Yeah.
So wouldn't I be so happy to give you the value of money in return? I'm not going to give you a treatment in return. I'm going to give you something that you can use.
Absolutely. And
so
that's
is this something that, how can we cure this dilemma?
Well, that's the deal. We have to go person by person and find out what's holding them back. What's their resistance?
So it's not about the money.
Stuck. What?
It's never about the money.
Right. The money is a stand-in for lack, either lack of self-worth, lack of love for themselves or the world, or a kind of entitlement sometimes.
Oh.
That then they find money is not being their friend. It was, but now it's not, and they're entitled to it, but don't have practical, as you said, or realistic views to how to solve it.
Well, I love how we're wrapping up this time together. I could speak with you all day long, but we just want to give 15-minute increments here.
Yes.
But, you know, what I find with you is you do have a sense of, I think anyone who comes into your field of energy, you have a sense of calmness and knowingness and real love and concern for the other person. And I'll tell you, I'll go after anyone who doesn't give the value of money to you for that.
Thank you. And Stephanie, I want to say to you, I love your humor, your style of wisdom, your insights, your practicality, and your chutzpah. Well, not chutzpah, but you know, your courage and your boldness and your directness. It's so inspiring. And the world needs our work, our amazing work.
Well, we're not going away. We're not going away. So tell people the name of your site, please.
JohannaAlper.com. JohannaAlp as in Peter, ER.com. Here in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with you again. It's always fun, Stephanie.
And you could find me. And you could find me at Body. You're having too much fun. And yeah. You can find me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. And I will see you again. And our audience will take away great insight today. Thank you.
Thank you.